2005.
Did we ever get that?
We will have a work session first on House Bill 5149, VHS Public Health Fee Ratification Bill. Mr. Britton.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House Bill 5149, as you said, Madam Chair, is the DHS Public Health Fee Ratification Bill. This is in keeping with Senate Bill 333, adopted some years ago, which requires that agencies present fees that they have administratively established during the past biennium or increased during the past biennium before the legislature for ratification. And House Bill 5149 contains a number of public health fees that were originally in House Bill 5039, which was the Joint Ways and Means bill for the fee ratification for DHS. And they have been incorporated into House Bill 5149. At that point in time, one original fee that was in 5039 was dropped because it was not, I gather, administratively established, and another one was added. The bill that you have before you incorporates the changes. The co-chairs have agreed that they would like to run the House bill to incorporate these fees, and they are assumed in the DHS budget.
So that's already done. Any comments?
No, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 5149 to the Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Westland moves House Bill 5149 to the Special Committee on Special Senate Committee on Budget, because I don't want to hear from him.
The Senate Special Committee.
I said the Senate Special Committee on Budget. Anything else? And corrected my motion.
Was that Senate Bill 819, you said?
God.
819.
I told you guys, when I have the twins here, it's always something.
I was moving Senate Bill 819.
Yes.
Senator Westland moves House Bill 5149 to the Senate Special Committee on Budget. Are there any objections? Hearing none. So ordered.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Oh, excuse me. I need to carry you. Senator Bates.
I'll don't let him carry it.
Well, I looked
you
at
you. You got to carry the last one.
Okay.
Okay, this one.
Senator Bates, would you mind if he carries the other one?
As long as he doesn't drop it, he can carry it.
Senator Westland. I'm
drop it and break it.
Bates would do a better job, though.
Shut up. Thank you, Ms. Deborah. How are you?
Good.
Okay. We will open the work session on the Senate bill, House bill, excuse me, 5104, the Board of Mercy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. I distributed some overview information to your offices, I think, yesterday. But basically, House Bill 5104 is the House version of the budget bill for the Oregon State Board of Nursing. It differs from the Senate version that you passed by $56,520. It's 0.69% difference. The difference is related to rent. The agency had requested an increase in their rent budget so that they could obtain an additional 3,086 square feet, which was about a 35% increase in usable square footage. The House version approved an increase of 1,000 square feet associated with the two new positions that the agency has. And the reduction, the $56,000, is the rent reduction.
Discussion?
Yes.
Senator Monis Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know a little bit about the differences between the House version and the Senate version, and I tend to want to go to the Senate version. The rent, there's a lot. DAS had come up with the original Senate version. That was the bill based on what DAS had done. They had worked on the rent. They had worked on the square footage, and there's a lot of moving around, including the Board of Pharmacy, and I truly, in understanding what's going on there, would like us to revert to the Senate version rather than the House version. because it's going to put a hardship, I feel, on the Board of Nursing to be working with 1,000 square feet rather than the 3,600 square feet.
Further discussion?
Madam Chair. I think Senator Mona Sanderson raises some good points and good questions. I'm not sure I agree completely with her, but I would like to have the opportunity to discuss this with Senator Mona Sanderson if we could allow for some additional time to consider this budget.
Senator Bates?
I concur. I've always felt after 30 years of medicine, you don't cross your nurses.
And I got two really tough ones out in the audience.
Yeah, and so I'd like to have a discussion too. Just for
the lobbyists that won't wait.
Yeah. We're not worried about Brian. Yeah.
This is not Brian's fault. in the process for this, we have many bills that don't match, obviously, and we're going to have to work those bills out. And the question is, what level do we want to work these out at? Is it the chair's wish that this bill be moved forward for that further discussion, or do you wish to hold it here?
Well, I think from what I'm hearing now, I like to respect my committee, and I would like to give the Board of Nursing the opportunity to try to see if they can work further with Representative Richardson and whomever else I need to talk with in terms of this bill, because I would like to, first of all, recognize that a member of our committee has some concerns. And so I can do that. Deborah, when can we bring this back up? Can you give them a couple of days?
I would amend, so, Madam Chair.
So could this come up back up when, Monday or Tuesday? You have to look at the calendar.
I'd have to talk to Sheila about what the rest of your schedule looks like.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to thank you and compliment you for, in what has been a truncated ways and means process at best, here we are with a significant budget and some significant policy decisions that I'd like to compliment you on allowing us to take our time and discuss these a little bit further.
Okay. I'm going to ask the board to join me. And I know this is not a hearing, and this might appear to be a little unorthodox, but the chair takes full responsibility for her actions. Tell me, in looking at the difference between the House bill and the Senate bill, why you would like to have some more time to work on this to see if you can get people over to the Senate side. What is different, so different, in terms of these two budgets?
Madam Chair, my name is Joan Bouchard. I'm the Executive Director for the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We would appreciate more time to talk about this bill. The significant difference is $65,000, $520. But I think even more significant than that is the difference between the square footage that we would get between the Senate version and the House version. It's approximately about 2,000 more feet, and that's significant for us in terms of having adequate interview rooms for 10 investigators and two people in the nurse monitoring program, and giving us some more flexibility in terms of meeting rooms. Those are the two things that we would essentially gain from this. We're also very concerned, because it's a time constraint on this, if we are not allowed to take the square footage, what DAS will do will be to advertise it for somebody else to have, because it will be vacant space. And we are afraid that the window of opportunity for us to be able to get it will be gone as well.
And Madam Chair, I think it's important, too, they're being very kind. I know that Representative Hanna and Representative Richardson had gone to the Board of Nursing to actually look at the square footage that they were talking about. And in their eyes, they did feel that the space could be used differently. But they were saying one of the rooms, which they use as a break room, could be an interview room, but when you take a look at the break room, there is a refrigerator in there and a place to eat. If they didn't have that room, they would be required to use a break room in the rest of the building, which services the whole floor building, and it has recycle stuff there, only one refrigerator, so they'd have to get rid of their refrigerator. I mean, it's, I understand Representative Richardson's point of view, but in reality, you want to have a good working environment also for the staff, and this would make it, it just isn't right to treat employees that way. Could you make a little bit of comment on that particular room? Because I know that was the main focus of Representative Richardson's view on taking your break room and using that as an interview room instead.
Chair Cotter and Senator Moniz Anderson. Our break room for the Board of Nursing right now is a small room, and it has a refrigerator in it and a water cooler in it and a place for coffee, but it does not have a sitting area. Employees do not sit in there. We don't have enough room for table and chairs. If we didn't have that room and we gave up that small break room, essentially, then there is a very small break room or kitchenette, what they call, at the end of the fourth floor. And that has one refrigerator in it for all employees of the fourth floor, which is about 70 to 80 people. So they'd have one refrigerator. And in addition, it has one table with a few chairs around it, and then it has the recycle bins for the fourth floor. And that's where all the employees at the fourth floor have to take their recyclable paper, and they put it in the bin. So there's these huge, big bins of recyclable paper and one refrigerator for 80 people and a small table and chairs to serve the floor.
And Madam Chair, I guess the point I would like to make, I don't like being in the role of micromanaging how a department or a board uses their space. And I do trust the judgment of what is best for the employees, the information that the staff has brought before.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you guys to work with Senator Westland. And even if it means that we have to get him excused so we can take a look at it or whatever, and work with Representative Richardson and Representative Hanna. And are you going to have any time? I'm going to be in negotiations, and I've got to get back now. But are you going to have some time that you'd like to take? And so you then send it on to Anderson.
Happy to
lead the charge. Thank you. So what we will do is hold this bill over and give you some time to work with these two people and Representative Richardson and Representative Hanna. And we'll bring this bill back later.
We appreciate that very much. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much. Ms. Matthew, any closing comments? Closing comments from other members?
Just another compliment, Madam Chair. You were wise to bring these two testifiers to the dais. If you brought Brian DeLashman, I'd be a yes on this House.
With that in mind, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 5104, and we will close the end. Thank you.